The internet has given everyone in America a voice, and evidently everyone in America has chosen to use that voice to bitch about movies.
This is a site populated by militant movie buffs. Sad, pathetic little bastards living in their parents' basement, downloading scripts and what they think is inside information about movies and actors they claim to despise yet can't stop discussing.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another exciting episode of PDF Screenplays Podcast. JC, like normal, and I'm here with Adam.
What's going on, everybody? Episode 0-5.
Let's jump right in. We had a request from Hal88 to review Chad Schmidt, and I read it yesterday. I think Adam read it today, and it's by Steve Conrad, who also wrote Pursuit of Happiness and the promotion.
Quebec. He wrote Quebec. The script was retitled.
But I think he still directed the promotion. He did. He directed the promotion.
I didn't actually see it. I just read it.
I watched it. And I wasn't a fan. I thought it'd be a lot better. And it's the trailer makes it look funny, and it wasn't funny. And that's exactly how I felt about the script. I expected a lot more, expected it to be funny, and
that script was a lot more, it had more depth to it. I liked it a lot more.
Which script?
Quebec.
Okay.
Promotion, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about Chad Schmidt yet.
Okay.
I will be.
Okay, I was, but...
Oh, what were you saying? I wasn't listening.
I felt the same way about the promotion as I did the
about Chad
script.
Oh, unfunny?
Yeah, unfunny.
Yeah,
I thought it was something more than it was.
I didn't really think Chad Schmidt was that funny.
I didn't either. And I just, whenever I read scripts, I do visualize it as I think it's going to be on the screen. Mm-hmm. So I totally understand what he's doing with the Ronald McDonald, trying to put him in funny situations because he's face painted and dressed as Ronald McDonald. But it didn't work for me. I didn't think it was funny. A lot of people might, and that's one thing that I should just say. My sense of humor is so much...
It's warped.
It's incredibly warped. And
mine is too, but I don't like this film for completely different reasons, so you go ahead.
Okay.
But, or the screenplay. It's not a film yet.
I mean, I have yet to read a script that really just made me laugh and laugh. I think the Fletch one that was unproduced made me laugh quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't really think there's anything that's made me laugh. And this thing definitely didn't make me laugh. And that's just, I'm just going to say it right now. It's going to be tough for me to like any of these scripts just because I'm so hard on everything. Movies, scripts, music, everything.
For an untalented hack, you're pretty...
I am.
Your standards are pretty high.
They're very high. And there's very few scripts...
You never didn't miss a beat. Yeah, yeah. Untalented, what?
Yeah, I am. I've got nothing to prove. So. But no, my standards are incredibly high. And that's one thing about this podcast is it's not going to be like freaking Harry Knowles sucking the dick of every movie. Because that's not...
He does that because he wants to stay in the loop.
I know. And he wants directors to invite him to screenings and everything. And he's not fooling anyone. He's not fooling me. And I don't understand why his website is so popular.
Don't call Ain't a Cool Out, man. They will stomp your ass.
I'm not calling.
They've killed us once. They'll do it again.
But I'm not even calling Ain't It Cool Out. It's just that...
You just did.
But the website is so awful.
Okay, no. Aesthetically, that's one of the ugliest websites other than the Digital Bits.
The Digital Bits is bad.
Which is very ironic.
But the Digital Bits, actually, they understand that people can read a 12-point font. Why does Ain't It Cool think that 18-point font is necessary for every article? And talkbacks. I mean... No one cares about
what people don't know is that Harry Knowles has a 62-inch monitor, so really, that's very small font on there.
Exactly. And the website, I could go on and on, because, I mean, obviously, I do love the web design and how horrible that is, but I have seen better websites created by people that are bound to wheelchairs.
Is Harry Knowles bound to a wheelchair?
I don't know if he is.
No, I don't think he is. I think he's just fat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shit. Now I called Harry Knowles out.
Well, let's forget it. Okay, let's just get back and say, yeah, I'm super hard on movies.
Okay, you're hard on movies. Now
because Harry Knowles loves everything.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
I mean, he liked Twilight.
He did.
Because he always has those gay taglines like, Harry takes a bite out of Twilight. And I'm pretty sure there was something positive. Like, I didn't read it, obviously, but it looked like it was going to be a favoritism review for Twilight. But yeah, it's so obvious he just wants the directors to call him for the free screenings and so he can do a positive write-up about the movies.
I haven't seen him hate on a movie, but I'm sure he has.
I'm sure he has. I'm not saying he hasn't, but his standards for movies are just, well, beyond what is a good movie.
Oh, well.
Yeah, it takes all kinds.
Yes, it does. He has a very popular website, and I'm sure there's a reason why it's popular.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't know what it is, because I don't go there very often.
I never do. But I don't want to make it seem like I'm calling it out, though.
Really?
Yeah. I don't. It's poorly designed, okay. But some of the articles are really good. I mean, I've linked to some, and they are really good reads.
My gripe from them is how ugly their website is.
Yeah.
Okay. And ours could be ugly, I would say, but...
But it's not.
No, it's not. It's not as ugly as Anna Cool.
Okay.
But back to Chad Schmidt, however we ventured off from that. I think we haven't mentioned kind of a very important part of Chad Schmidt is like the whole, if you don't know, kind of the log line is it's like 1991 and Chad Schmidt is an actor who looks just like Brad Pitt as Brad Pitt's starting to rise. So he can't get any work because Brad Pitt's getting all the work. And going into reading the screenplay, just knowing that, I thought, I'm going to hate this because it's just a gimmick. And what I found was that the screenplay doesn't really rely on that as much as I anticipated it would. That whole, here's Brad Pitt, another Brad Pitt joke. I mean, it's there, and it is kind of what drives the plot forward somewhat. But it could easily be a screenplay that could lose that and still stand on its own. So that being said, I should have liked it more, but then I ended up not liking it for other reasons. One being it wasn't that funny.
His writing doesn't engage the reader at all. I don't think. I mean, it didn't do anything for me reading that script.
In the last paragraph, it actually states the last beat. So-and-so Chad is now back to zero.
Yeah.
Which is the last one of the beat sheet.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Well, I guess we're just making it obvious that we're just going paint by numbers.
Exactly. It should have just said, Chad is now returned to a perfect Stacy's and everything is fine in his life.
Look, everybody, I did exactly what I was supposed to.
Yeah.
But it was not that funny.
It wasn't.
And here's the other problem it's going to run into. If it is going to rely on the Brad Pitt angle, you're either going to, A, have to find two people who look like Brad Pitt, one being the lead actor and one playing Brad Pitt, have Brad Pitt now play Brad Pitt when he was, I don't know, in his mid-20s, which he's not going to be able to pull off. So the whole time, you're just going to be thinking, man, Brad Pitt's not looking what Brad Pitt looked like in 1991. And it's just, and that's why I think it's... I don't think Brad Pitt's attached anymore. He was attached for a little bit, but I don't think he is anymore.
Well, there was an interview on Charlie Rose where he said they were still trying, but I'm not sure how old that is.
That's actually 2 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know what? You bring David Fincher into this project, you could do Brad Pitt 15 years ago.
Oh, because like of... 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
The curious case of Benjamin Button graphics.
Yeah.
He can. Yeah, but then the whole time... Every time animated Brad Pitt's on the screen, it's all you're worrying about, and it kind of takes away from the story.
Well, and it did kind of seem like in the script, he was trying to show Brad's face as little as possible. And
yeah, because he knew he was going to have to deal with that.
Exactly.
But still, there's going to be two or three moments where that is, and it's in the screenplay.
I know.
And then
if you're like, well, fuck it, we'll just not show it all together, then you're on people who are disappointed because it's going to be useless. And it's like, you never even showed the real Brad Pitt.
Exactly.
It's not
you
like,
have to at least show him.
The best thing this movie could do is set it in a fictional Los Angeles where Chad Schmidt looks like a fictional movie star.
Yeah.
That's the best thing it could do for itself at this point. Mm-hmm. It's got a name out there because Brad Pitt was either attached or was at least talking about it. So now I think the best thing to do is to just put it in a fictional world and make the script funnier. It relies on pratfalls, the Mexican getting the Mexican taser, like the running gags, too much. And also like Chad Schmidt's anger.
Yeah.
Almost too much.
It's not that I don't like the character of Chad Schmidt. I like his bluntness and how honest he is.
Yeah, he's all right.
There's
none of the minor characters at all that I like, except maybe his agent. And the B story of the sister I didn't like at all.
I didn't either.
And his
wrapping it up was pretty weak too.
Yeah, and his brother-in-law having a glass eye because Chad hit him. I mean, he doesn't really explain what that's all about. It doesn't really go into it. Just glosses over that. And
exactly.
I don't know if he's trying to make it funny or if it's supposed to be serious, but he doesn't spend enough time there. And the whole time you're thinking, why do you have a glass eye?
Well, yeah. So, I mean, they got in a fight.
Yeah,
so,
but
and then
I mean, if you and I got into a fight right now, the chances are I'm not going to poke your eye out. So, I mean, you think something like that deserves more than one line dialogue?
Yeah, exactly. And then I only remember like two lines of dialogue that were supposed to be jokes about it. Neither of them were funny.
No.
One about rubbing Vaseline in his eye or something.
Something like that, yeah. Something has to do like antibacterial.
Yeah, yeah. And it wasn't funny. How he's supposed to be like making money to finish his film.
Maybe I'm just dumb. And for those of you who read it, I do not understand like the scheme he's pulling at the car dealership to make money. I don't understand how that works.
I know. Okay. They're supposed to be making money for hawking cars to Mexicans.
Yeah.
But the Mexicans are mad because they're not hawking enough cars.
I have no idea. I don't know. And it confused me. Now, maybe in the finished product, it'll be a little bit more clear if there's ever a finished product. But in the screenplay, it completely lost me. I just had to take it at its word that somehow he was cheating someone to make money for his film.
Yeah, and that's how I took it eventually. Yeah. I was just like, I'm giving up on trying to understand why the Mexicans keep tasing him. Because it doesn't all come together at all. It doesn't make sense.
And it wasn't a bad screenplay. It wasn't bad.
It's not bad.
I just think it's not good enough. What else has Steve Conrad done? Pursuit of Happiness.
Quebec.
Oh, Promotion.
And I think he's wrote two more, but I don't remember what they are right now.
And he seems to be pretty competent, but this one just, I think it's...
he did The Weatherman.
Oh, see, I like that.
So you haven't seen that one.
That's one, like, I'm pretty sure it's the last good Nick Cage film.
It probably is.
I don't know. I think that it's a gimmick that has been stretched out over 100 pages with the option of having completely different story just in case the whole Brad Pitt thing falls through.
Yeah.
And it just, you know what? Without that Brad Pitt angle, the problem with that screenplay is it's just generic.
It is. I know.
That's the word. It's just, it read so generic to me.
Mm-hmm. It did. There just wasn't much to it.
Yeah, because the whole time I was thinking, whenever this is going to be done, the whole Brad Pitt angle is going to have to be changed. So just look at this as just a regular film, and the whole time it was just vanilla. that's what I thought. It was aptly written. I'll give it a 4. Maybe I'll give it a 5. I'm feeling generous this evening.
I'll give it a 3.
Oh, come on.
Dude, it didn't.
Anything below a 5 or maybe a 4 has to have something technically wrong with it.
There's nothing technically wrong with it. I just didn't.
You weren't feeling it.
Yeah,
I wasn't feeling it. But I mean,
I understand. Like I said, I could care less about the story. I wasn't involved in it, and whenever it was over, I could care less if this movie gets made. And if I saw a trailer for that, I'd never go watch that movie, even with Brad Pitt in it.
I'm interested to see how they go from here. What Brad Pitt's involvement is, whether it's not, whether it has to go through changes or where it's done.
It's not getting made.
You don't think it's going to?
I don't think it's getting made.
It's got pre-production 2010 on IMDb, and that's just a stab in the dark.
It hasn't. It's just announced.
Yeah.
I mean, they would have to hurry their asses off right now.
I don't think it's going anywhere. Which leads me to, why'd you make me read this?
Hal 88 requested.
Oh.
And said it was funny.
Well, I can.
That's kind of went with it.
Did you see that trailer for Where the Wild Things Are?
I loved it.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's going to be epic.
It's going to be so
That's
awesome.
October. I can't wait long, JC.
I didn't realize.
I can't wait that long.
That's a long time. I didn't realize I had to wait.
Yeah, it's like
long.
October 11th or 17th or some shit like that. And I don't know if I can make it. You're going to have to freeze me like Cartman.
Wake you up in October.
Yeah. But yeah, that movie looks so good. Even though it went through apparently three kinds of hell to get made the way it was made.
I know. There's a lot of people that kept up on that. I never read the book.
It's only a 10-page book.
Did you ever read it,
though? Not a 10-page book. The dialogue in the children's book encompasses 10 sentences.
Did you read the book, though?
No.
See, I didn't either.
But I always...
It was always around.
Yeah, it was always around.
It was always my friend's favorite book, it seemed like.
It seemed like it was something I always missed out on.
Yeah.
Like, as everyone would talk about how great it was, and I was already past that age, and I was like, oh.
I'm not going back now.
No, I guess if it's only 10 sentences of dialogue, I could go to the bookstore and flip through it. But
yeah,
then I probably will now, because after that trailer, Jesus Christ.
Spike Jonze, man.
What was I reading? The only person that could have done it that good of a job was probably Gondry. Now, obviously, we haven't seen the end product, but I'm pretty sure the only person that could take that idea and make it equal or better is Michel Gondry.
See, and I don't agree with that.
You think that that's the perfect person for that project, Spike Jonze?
Yeah. Gondry's just...
Come on.
The only reason...
The Science of Sleep, and I actually did not like that movie, but...
I know.
Irregardless, nonetheless...
It's neat. It's different.
I'm pretty sure he could have taken Where the Wild Things Are and done just as, you know, visually.
But the thing is
what don't you like about Gondry?
I do.
Oh.
I mean, he did Eternal Sunshine.
Yeah, so pretty much he has no faults with you.
Yeah. I mean, Be Kind, Rewind was god awful.
You know, I never saw that.
It was so
I was going to watch it and I totally forgot.
Yeah. Probably another one of those scripts that someone would have requested 2 years ago and I would have been ripping apart. But, I think the only reason people say that is because they both are Kaufman's directors. So, obviously, they're just going to say, oh, well, Spike Jonze.
I don't think they're saying that because of that. I think they're looking at like a movie like The Science of Sleep and seeing how easily Michel Gondry likes to go out of like the natural bounds of film and how imaginative he is. Yeah, they're both Kaufman directors. But, I don't know, I have no problem with Spike Jonze. I like Spike Jonze a lot. He also directed my favorite music video of all time.
Which one?
Sabotage by the Beastie Boys. I love that music video.
Yeah, it's awesome. Spike Jonze, pretty much everything's awesome, though.
You know what he needs to do?
What?
He needs to direct the Jason Segel Muppet movie.
He should. I think there's early reviews for that script out already, and people are saying,
well, apparently
it's bad.
That actually affected. There's like a story out there about Jason Segel and how the bad reviews of his Muppet screenplay may be affecting decisions
regarding production.
Yes.
Yeah. That kind of makes sense, but at the same time,
which kind of makes us look evil.
Why are they listening to people?
Well, come on the internet. I mean, it's kind of a good rule of thumb that every opinion out there that could be had is had on the internet. So if you listen to people on the internet, you're like, you got to do you as an artist and a creator of something, you have to do what you want to do and then just hope that people like it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're not being authentic to oneself.
Mhm.
Oh, man.
That was
chock full of self-importance right there.
Yeah, I would definitely.
What's Spike Jonze got coming up other than...
That's it.
Oh, really?
Dude, he's been working on
He's
that
been focused.
For 5 years, I think he's been.
I don't know. I really dig Spike Jones.
I do too.
What about, what's the next art? We're doing Adventureland, aren't we?
Yeah, we're, yeah.
I read that before we decided to talk about it. It's just something I wanted to read after I saw one of the first trailers. That's coming out this Friday. And that is Greg Molatala. Greg M.
Mahala.
Greg M.
Greg M. Let's call him Greg M.
Let's call him Greg.
Yeah.
Like he's our next door neighbor. Hey, Greg. How's Adventureland going? But yeah, he wrote and directed Adventureland. It was a Jesse Eisenberg and who else we got? Kristen Stewart from that awesome, awesome Twilight movie that Harry Knowles liked so much. And look at that. Now I'm calling shit for Harry Knowles.
The funny guy.
The funny guy? Bill Hader?
The manager?
Yeah, it's Bill Hader. Dude, I dig him. He's good on Saturday Night Live.
I dig his role in the script.
And you know, it's actually expanded in the film from what I've seen.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I noticed they changed the horse race thing. Because it was Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Jesse Eisenberg doing that whole...
But I think it works better with the manager.
Oh, yeah. And I don't really like Kristen Wiig that much on Saturday Night Live, but I think together they'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, Van Wilder's also in it. I talked about that earlier podcast. Ryan Reynolds. I don't know. He seems so out of place in these kinds of movies now.
He does. It's just like another Waiting for him. But I think this one's going to be way better than Waiting.
I don't know. Maybe. I like the screenplay a lot. I like the story a lot. I don't know how much I like the tactical screenplay part of it. But the story is pretty good. And Jesse Eisenberg can carry a fucking film. I mean, if you watch Squid and the Whale, you know that. And but back on Ryan Reynolds, his character is a guy playing somebody who's kind of too old and kind of past his prime, but yet he's still hanging around. And that's exactly what Ryan Reynolds feels like.
Yeah,
just in the cast of those people.
Yes.
So I mean, I guess that's good casting, but also, goddamn, Ryan Reynolds, come on.
I know. It's like he's been around forever. And I think that's why he was trying to get out of comedies, remember?
Yeah, because
maybe that's why.
About...
And now they're sucking him back in because he's proven his dramatic skills are not equivalent.
I don't know. Did he get engaged to Scarlett Johansson?
I think so. I think they did, yeah.
Now I know why I hate him so much.
Yeah. It all makes sense.
Yeah. Getting back to the script, Adventureland, I read that, I think, during Christmas, so it's been a little bit for me.
It's good though,
but I remember it being pretty funny. I did not like the character that drove Jesse Eisenberg around that always hit him in the nuts randomly.
Yeah, he always does.
I guess we have a hate for running gags, you and I, because
I would like them if they would put more thought into them. The one is a guy running up and tasering him, and this one's just a guy running up, hit him in the nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to do a running gag, make it good.
Yeah. I don't like Kristen Stewart.
Well, I don't either, but...
It has nothing to do with Twilight.
Well,
I mean, it kind of
It's kind of perfect because in the script, she plays basically a slut bitch, whatever you want to say.
She's not a slut. I don't know.
Yeah, she is. Neither of us like Kristen Stewart, so. But I think she's right for the role. I mean, I don't think she's wrong for it.
You don't think she's right, but you don't think she's wrong.
No,
is that what you just said?
Yeah, it's just going to be one of those things where it's a movie with another chick who's a love interest.
Well, she has a little more depth to her character, though. She's not just the love interest. She has that scene with her dad and stepmom that's pretty dramatic.
Yeah,
but I don't even know if she can pull that off. I have no idea. Like I said,
I'm sure she can.
I haven't seen Twilight.
I mean, for everything.
Can I ask you a question, JC?
Yeah.
Have you had to watch it yet?
I have had to watch it.
Oh, tell me.
It's awful. It's so bad. I don't know how anyone could like it.
So, tell me more.
Tell you more.
Tell me more about that shit fest that's Twilight.
Usually, if you put chillax in anything, I'm going to hate it.
Hold on.
Yeah,
someone says in a serious tone, "Hey, you should chillax."
It's the guy who's showing her around the new school.
Oh, so she's like new to the area.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he's just, she's talking about something. Chillax, Bella. It's like a total South Park make fun of line.
There's no way that that's a real line.
That's it. That's the line right there. Chillax, Bella.
Did you ask your girlfriend if that's in the book? Did you make her reference that?
I didn't.
You should. Be like, if that's in the book, you can't read it anymore, and I'm going to burn it.
I wish I could burn it. Oh, man. All the copies. She has... who wrote it? Do you know?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay. The author ruined vampires. I mean, she's ruined it.
You know everyone... who else ruined vampires? Hollywood in the past decades. Yeah. So I'm not really that worried about vampires anymore.
Yeah. Well, this is... I mean, this is just adding on to that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, now there's going to be 3 more movies.
Thank God it's not like one of those Harry Potter things where there's like 7 of these goddamn... Well, there probably will be now that they make money.
She actually was writing a companion novel, and someone that she showed like the first draft to leaked it. So I guess she's not doing it now.
Hey, thank God for small
thank
favors,
God.
Huh?
I know. Give that person a cookie, man.
I caught just like maybe 2 or 3 scenes somewhere. I was just dumbfounded, but you know what? I was also, the amount of blue you in that film stock.
It's all it is, the whole movie.
Is it just?
It's blue. It's the blue tone, the whole movie.
Doesn't that get annoying as fuck? It's like, is there something wrong with the contrast on your TV?
That's, it's supposed to be the area they live. Is
it
constantly cloudy, and that's why the vampires are there.
Are you kidding me?
No. And also, these vampires can be out during the day, and if they get in sunlight, their skin just gets sparkly.
What the fuck's that supposed to mean?
Want to hear some more dialogue from the film?
Yeah.
All right, he goes and he stands in the sunlight.
Who's he?
Edward. The
fictional vampire that all 11-year-old girls are learning
are
how
in
to
love with,
mess
yes.
with their vaginas with?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He takes Bella and he's...
Hold on, her name's really Bella?
It is Bella.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ. I thought he was... Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So he stands in the sunlight, and I think she says something, and he's like, I'm a monster. Just like that. Like that overdramatic, like, oh, I feel so sorry for me because my skin's sparkling. I'm a monster. And she's like, you're beautiful. It is so stupid. I can't get over that, how bad that movie is. And my girlfriend's 19, and she is so into it. I mean, how
I don't know. I mean, I guess the same way that you and I could probably watch Steve Zissou over and over again. Hold on, Steve Zissou's good.
Yeah, you
that's
can't
a bad comparison.
You can't compare some crap vampire movie to a Wes Anderson film.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's just, you know,
I mean, I have
the victim of mass marketing.
Yeah.
Everyone falls prey to it in some way or another. I don't know. Like I said, I'm making it my personal mission never to see a Twilight movie or sit through a whole Harry Potter movie.
Harry Potter's not as bad.
I'm sure it isn't. And I'm sure if I had to sit down and watch one or the other, it'd be a Harry Potter movie. But
yeah.
Just not for me, man. What do you think of Eventually? And you haven't said a goddamn word, really.
I liked it. It's way overwritten. I don't need to know every t-shirt that Kristen Stewart's wearing throughout the entire film. And I don't need to know that every song is playing over Adventureland jukebox. And, you know, it might be because he's directing it. So he's trying to give himself as much extra info as possible. But at the same time, maybe he didn't know he was directing it. And
maybe he just had a very specific vision, and those things were details in the screenplay.
Okay.
That okay, what?
Here's the thing: if he's directing it,
okay,
how does he not know that he's gonna have the all '80s soundtrack, and he's gonna have the girl wearing '80s punk band shirts the whole time? It doesn't need to be written.
That's fine. Doesn't need to be written, but why not write it?
Why? Because it adds fucking insane amount of pages to the script. 123 pages for a comedy.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that is kind of long.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. And
I don't know. He had to have a reason to put it in there. And since he's the director, I'm
I can assume that those details, well, they fucking better be in there if he's going to take the time to,
yeah, exactly,
to detail them out.
Yeah, if this movie comes out and that character's not wearing punk rock shirts, and
she totally is.
The song's not playing
at that specific moment over the loudspeaker.
Yeah. It's going to be bad news for Greg M.
I think I might want to go see this.
I think it's going to be good. As far as I can tell from the trailers, it looks a lot like the script.
Yeah, I haven't seen much difference at all, which is fine by me because I think it was a pretty enjoyable script. It flowed really well. You said there was a lot of description about the t-shirts, the music, and all that, but you know, all that stuff aside, the story really kept my interest.
It did.
So
yeah, it was long, like I said. Yeah. I definitely think they're going to cut some stuff out.
That's always going to happen. But you know, Jesse Eisenberg, he's really emerging.
Yeah. Is he believable in that? Like, in that role? I mean, the character...
It's almost a little too...
Like, just looking at him.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like he could land Kristen Stewart.
Oh, that? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think she's that pretty. She looks kind of white trashy to me.
But here's the other thing. There's the other chick in the script who is
super
hot.
He does actually peg to...
Yeah, as I mean, he doesn't bang her.
You know what, though? As a mediocre-looking man myself, I'm A-okay with him nailing as many hotties. He can, gives the little guy hope, you know?
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. But I think he's a really good actor. He's looking to kind of expand his range, and this isn't really going too far out of his range at all, but I think it's a little bit of a step forward. I think that movie that he's going to do with Fred Durst is going to be a little weird. It's a straight-up drama. And then, what else is he doing? Has he got anything else in the hopper?
I don't know. A lot of people are giving that Fred Durst movie good reviews, which is crazy to even think about Fred Durst.
If I didn't know he directed it, that trailer is not half bad for...
it's not
I forgot
bad,
what it's called.
It's
it looked pretty good.
The Education Charlie Banks is the Fred Durst.
Oh, okay. So it's way down there. That's what it is.
Yeah, I think it actually premiered at film festivals like 2 years
was
ago.
Was it Toronto? Did he do Toronto?
I don't know.
I
don't follow Fred
Durst. I mean, okay, here's Jesse Eisenberg. After Adventureland, he has seven other films in production in various stages. He's got three in post, one's filming, one's pre-production, and looks like, no, another, just one announced, and just a ton. So
something's going right with him.
Yeah, he's on fire right now.
Yeah.
And with him, the two SNL characters, Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig, Ryan Reynolds and fucking Kristen Stewart, who's going to bring in all the Twilighters. If you set that movie today, what would have changed, really?
Nothing. The music and the t-shirts.
So...
I mean, I think there's probably...
Is there a reason why it's set?
I really don't know.
I mean, is there reflecting on Greg M's childhood?
Maybe.
I mean, that's fine if that's what's going on.
There might be a
it's his
few
movie.
Pop culture references that they would change.
Yeah, but you can do that. I mean, I'm saying what changes fundamentally about the script. Nothing.
But even still, I'm thinking the pop culture references that Jesse Eisenberg's character, he's way into writing.
Yeah,
so
he makes
about,
more classical references
yeah.
and no one gets them, which is fine.
But that's what I mean. I mean, you could set it present day and pretty much nothing.
I'm sure
changes.
That was discussed too.
Yeah.
I would say that's probably a 7 or 8 on my Adam scale. 7 or 8 for Adventureland. Maybe 7. I'm not gonna espouse a lot of gratitude on it, but it's a pretty good script, and I think it's gonna make a pretty decent movie.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.5. Just
right.
because I
like, you always want to outdo me.
Dude, everything else I rate lower than you. This one I rate higher.
Fine,
I'm outdoing you. Yeah.
This movie's going to probably do really, really well.
You know, I think it's going to do better than it really is.
You think?
I think it'll be number one.
I'm actually surprised at the lack of advertisement. I thought they were going to hit really hard this week.
Me
I mean,
too.
It's only Monday, so I don't know.
Yeah, there hasn't been much, so I haven't seen much.
But there was a lot like 2 weeks ago, and then all of a sudden it's really kind of died down. It didn't really ramp up. It just kind of petered out.
Yeah. But,
but you know what? Monsters vs. Aliens made a lot more than I thought it would.
Yeah.
Number one made 59.
That's insane.
Because Seth Rogen's in it.
Really? I mean, a kid movie?
Guess
kids
someone's
got
to drive
Rogen.
Those kids to that movie.
I guess. I don't know.
It's,
I mean,
it's Seth Rogen's difference between mom and dad dropping the kids off and mom and dad coming in checking it out.
I don't think it looks bad. It. Yeah, I don't think it looks bad. But
was that a DreamWorks?
Yeah,
it looks DreamWorks-ish.
It is. It is.
Okay, they don't have an awesome track record compared to Pixar. So,
well, duh.
No, Pixar is the gold standard,
which I don't get because there's to me they're just as hit or miss as DreamWorks. It's just they have the name to sell the movies.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a Pixar movie I didn't like.
Really, I didn't like The Incredibles.
You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Incredibles is probably... I didn't like Incredibles. I didn't like Finding Nemo. I didn't like Cars.
Cars was probably the one I liked the least. The Incredibles is awesome.
I can't stand The Incredibles.
Oh my God. I can't believe I talked to you.
Dude, it's such a weak movie.
No, it is not. It is not a weak movie at all. Yeah, the Incredibles is... I think you and I need to have a fist fight in the parking lot.
What are you two fighting about? He didn't like The Incredibles. It's not good.
Wow.
I like Toy Story 1, Toy Story 2, and I like A Bug's Life, and I like...
You better like Wall-E.
I like Wall-E.
Wall-E's epic.
Not epic, but I like
Shut the fuck up. Wall-E's epic.
See, you have Pixar movies that you love more than you love actual movies.
Well, they are actual movies.
They're animated movies, but you love them more than you love, like, any movie of all time.
That's not true. That is not true. Not true.
Says the guy who has a Wall-E on the top of his shelf. I can see it from here.
He's so damn cute, isn't he?
I don't have room to talk.
Are you giving me shit for toys?
Yeah, I don't have room to talk.
You got more toys than Walmart.
But I can't think of any other Pixar films right now.
There's another one. I just don't know what it is. There's one we're missing.
Isn't Monsters, Inc.?
Yes, Monsters, Inc., which was good.
Eh.
It was, you know, it was a little more, whereas Wall-E's not geared towards a five-year-old.
Yeah, that one definitely
Monsters, Inc. is totally geared toward the younger generation, which is fine. It's kind of what they're there for, but not really. It'll be a battle between Adventureland and week two of Monsters vs. Aliens for number one, I think.
I think so, too.
I think it'll probably be Monsters vs. Aliens, too. Winning again. I don't see a teen comedy that's... Is it rated R? Because if it's rated R, you're alienating half the audience straight out the
way. I'm really not sure what it's rated.
I bet it is.
Really? Because the script isn't that bad at all.
You're rated R. Huh? Rated R. So there goes half your audience that you're trying to cater to. So you've pretty much knocked yourself down to 17 to 25.
I would like anyone to... comment saying that a theater has actually disallowed them from seeing a movie.
I remember your brother telling me a story about that.
Really?
Yep. Before he turned 17. It was a long time ago when we used to work together. He went to go see a movie and he got tossed.
Huh.
So it happens, man. It totally happens. And then you got those parents that just will not let a kid get narrated our movie.
Christians.
Yeah, the Christians. My parents never gave a shit.
Me neither.
I turned out fine.
I remember watching Real Sex with my dad. He was like, I think he thought I was asleep, so he was watching it, you know, just
touching himself.
He was touching himself. It's Real Sex. Who beats off to Real Sex?
Your dad.
But no, my parents were always really cool about letting me watch whatever they were watching.
My parents were super cool about it.
There was only one movie that when I was little, they wouldn't take me to the theater to see.
What?
Jurassic Park. They said it'd be too scary for me, so they wouldn't take me.
They weren't going to Jurassic Park.
They
were going to the hotel.
Yep. They just wanted...
Well, mommy, daddy time.
Yep.
That's weird. That movie came out in like 93.
Yeah.
So that would have made you like
eight.
You could have handled Jurassic Park
when
you were eight.
I think so too. I mean,
fuck. That's dumb.
What's the last movie you went to that was sold out?
Dark Knight.
I mean, that you couldn't get in, that you were disallowed, like, tickets to because it was sold out. Anything?
Years. It's been years. I don't know.
I remember.
What?
The original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God.
When I was like five.
That's the last movie you didn't make it to?
Because of tickets, yeah.
You've had a pretty good track record then.
I usually don't go opening night.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was, I cried and I cried and I cried.
Oh, you know who had tickets to that?
I bet you did.
I was there, bud.
I bet you were the 5-year-old kid walking by laughing at me. What, Mom, why is that kid crying?
Because we got early tickets, son.
Oh, I totally saw that in the theater.
Yeah. I wanted to. I think I did.
You,
but
I'm sure you eventually did.
Yeah. Oh, man. The good old days.
Hell yeah. Okay. Well, I think we've talked enough. We have no guests this week, so.
That's it.
Yeah. Adventureland, I'd go see it this weekend if you got some free time.
Yep.
Chad Schmidt.
Pass.
Yeah, it's a pass. I'm sorry. It's a pass.
Dude, let's just go.
Oh, you're done?
I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done.
Okay, everybody. This is another Lazadascal episode of PDF Screenplays.
You can email us at podcast@pdfscreenplays.com. You can add us on iTunes. Just go in the store and search PDF Screenplays. You can comment on the shout box at pdfscreenplays.com.
All right, I'm going to go watch Twilight. I'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.